A fuel tanker flipped over and exploded into flames in eastern Congo overnight, killing at least 220 villagers and wounding more than 100 who had rushed in to illegally siphon leaking liquid from the vehicle. Charles Collins has this report.
The truck was transporting fuel from neighboring Tanzania when it overturned at high speed late Friday in the village of Sanje, around 30 kilometers away from the Burundi border. After the accident, people came out and tried to siphon the contents of the tanker, but then a fire started. Many were killed at the site of the initial accident, but the explosion threw burning fuel all over the surrounding village, destroying many houses. Several homes were crowded with people watching the World Cup on television. The International Red Cross is at the forefront of efforts to get survivors to hospitals and to collect the bodies of the dead. Red Cross official James Reynolds says the scene is terrible.
Many of the bodies are charred beyond recognition.
Roads in the area are notoriously bad after years of war and neglect in the vast Central African nation, and truck accidents are not uncommon. Desperately poor people across the continent often descend quickly around damaged or disabled oil trucks leaking fuel on roads and highways, carting it away with plastic jugs. The worst tragedies have occurred in the West African nation of Nigeria, where thousands of people have died as crowds siphoned fuel illegally from ruptured or pierced oil pipelines that subsequently exploded. I'm Charles Collins.